Are we back to Kuyama?
Do we have an answer from Phil Wiles? Or
yes, we have an answer that yes, it is okay to provide for in lieu, in kind services.
It is okay?
Yes.
Okay.
So,
well, I think the board then could vote.
Do you want to wait till the discharger returns?
Yeah, the district is not.
Apparently, they've already left.
Yeah.
And I don't think we need to because they weren't in opposition to anything. They were in favor of this. And
okay. I thought maybe they had gone to lunch based on their earlier comments and would be back.
So I drafted up something to correct the order to take this into account, and Harvey and Jorge have looked at it, and the first part would be a new finding. Under the water code, the board can allow a small community to direct a portion or all of the penalty to the compliance project if they meet certain criteria. So this would make a finding what the criteria are and then describing how they've met it, and would require the project to be set forth in the attachment, and then there'd be a finding that they meet the criteria, which is right at the bottom, and then an order that says they must direct the $6,000 to the compliance project, and then have some reporting. The enforcement policy requires some reporting. So
need a motion then?
Yep. Move for approval.
Okay.
Do you want to take a quick look at those dates? Because I just kind of randomly threw them in there. Well,
we've made up dates. Then there is one thing that has to be added, that if they fail to meet the order, that the suspended amount is due and owing upon 30 days, after 30 days notice by the executive officer. So if that's required by the enforcement policy to have that in there.
I don't see that.
It's not in there.
Okay.
I forgot too.
Yeah, so it needs to be added.
All right.
But this language that's up here on the screen would be, do you folks have a copy of a draft order in front of you?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, if you do, then it would, on page 3 of the order, following "it is hereby ordered," the very next paragraph that begins, "the discharger shall submit a check," that whole paragraph can be eliminated and replaced with this language.
The top part of the findings will be added into the findings section.
Okay.
Okay.
So moved, Mr. Chair.
We have a motion
second
to approve, and we have a second. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any
aye
opposed? Okay, motion carries. Before we break for lunch, I just wanted to make one more comment about the saltwater intrusion issue. I just wanted to make sure that as part of staff's report, we'll get information on, you know, the current water conservation measures in effect. Also those that are mandated, and then information on any consent decrees, I think I heard that term used, and whether there's any water conservation agreements between agencies, and kind of the roles for all of these entities, you know, what the status is and what they should be doing, whether they are doing it, and whether those efforts are predicted to be, you know, have an effect on water intrusion, saltwater intrusion, you know, in the end. You know, is it really kind of a small measures, but it's a big problem, and something else really needs to be done?
Mm-hmm.
So
you're asking those questions, but do we have any authority to mandate anything on those measures?
Well, I think that would be part of the information we provide, but generally with seawater intrusion, it in addition to conservation, gets back to pumping, and pumping restrictions are the purview of the Division of Water Rights of the State Water Resource Control Board, and you know, in the most extreme cases, adjudicating a basin typically goes to court for adjudication.
And remember, we had an issue with the Carmel River, you know, with water supply and impacts to steelhead habitat. So It's a very similar type thing. So
Russ is very familiar with seawater intrusion.
Yeah. We couldn't really do much with Carmel River, but we did at least communicate to the State Water Board that we have an issue that we want them to pay particular attention to. Dr. Hunter.
I would also add that this issue is being looked at in a number of communities, coastal communities, and so I think it will be helpful to us to understand, for example, Orange County, I know, is making some headway with solutions being technical and technical solutions that are being considered to address seawater intrusion. And I know Salinas has some effort by the Greater Monterey Peninsula area communities looking at those issues. So I think it would be helpful to us to get kind of a picture of how Los Osos fits in with these other areas and what possibilities may be available to them through these model type or leading programs.
Okay. Sorry, Sorrel Marks.
What?
Or are you going to be the one preparing the staff report? No. David.
Oh, look, we have a volunteer.
A volunteer. Okay. Good.
It was due last week.
Hope it grow.
Okay.
Mr.
Folks,
Chair.
Thank you. Yes.
Who seconded that last motion?
John did.
John Hayashi.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. We're going to break for lunch, and we will return in...
Well, it's a closed... So we got, it's do a we working
have
a, lunch.
Do we have, is,
yeah,
yes.
We have a closed session. Short.
Short.
We'll make it 2
okay.
o'clock then.
So...
These folks need to get something to eat.